Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
You're listening to day 15 of In His Steps. Today's title is The Foundational Question. J.I. Packer said, "Knowing God is a relationship calculated to thrill a man's heart." Our text today is Matthew 16, verse 13. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" Today begins our week-long focus on radical generosity. Our scripture for this week in the lectionary covers Matthew 16, 13 through 20, where Peter declares that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Through Peter's confession and the disciples' answer to who is Jesus, we can learn much about radical generosity. Giving is not something that can be forced on someone. God wants cheerful givers, as seen in 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. God deems the small monetary amount of a widow's gift as being more than the gift of others because he measures the attitude of the heart behind the giving. Mark 12, 41 through 44 reads, "And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, 'Truly, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on.'" Giving of your stuff begins with the surrendering of yourself, as seen in 2 Corinthians 8:5, which reads, "And this, not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us." In order to get to the point of giving yourself to the Lord, finding joy in giving, and wanting to give sacrificially to the Lord, you must answer the question, who is Jesus? Is he really who he says he is? Did he really die for your sins? Is his resurrection real? Is he the living and eternal King? Is he your Lord as much as he is your Savior? Is he worthy of you giving your all? Is he really first in your life? And Jesus starts the conversation with his first disciples by asking, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" Sometimes it's easier to talk about what other people are saying about Jesus than to talk about where you are personally in your faith journey. Make no mistake, Jesus asked this first question so that he can ask the more important one. This first question is a starting point question and a setup for a personal heart check, which we will spend more time on tomorrow. Notice where Jesus starts. As Jesus and the disciples walk toward a beautiful site on the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee, known as Caesarea Philippi, Jesus asked his disciples what they had heard from the people regarding his identity. This first question appears to be a test. God starts with the general and then moves to the specific. The big picture of Christ is that he is the Savior of the world. The close-up view is that he is the Savior of your soul. Since what Jesus sacrificed for whosoever put their faith in him has personally changed your eternal destiny, your entire life should be lived as a thank you to him. Some questions to consider. How is the "Who is Jesus?" question the foundational question of your life? In what ways does your answer to this question change everything from your attitude to your actions? Why do you think Jesus started with this general question before he got personal? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.